You might have noticed the cost of petrol is up again. 91's increased 26 cents a litre so far this year. Baggery Economics founder Cameron Baggery's with us on this. Cameron, morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
How many factors we got at play here, and how many of them can we actually control, if any?
Well, not many of them, unfortunately. You got three bigger factors. Look, one is supply. You know, drone attacks, attacking Russian refineries doesn't help. You've got OPEC and Russia extended their production cuts. Yeah, the demand side of the equation, the global economy has been remarkably resilient in 2024, particularly the United States. Yeah, Europe's weak, but the world's biggest economy is still flying along. And then you've got the big one, which is geopolitics. And so you roll those three together, and you've got oil prices that are a lot higher than where they started 2024. And, of course, the peripheral variable has been the New Zealand dollar, which is down about 5% since the start of the year.
I was wondering about that, because the dollar must have played a part, because in checking the price, it's low to mid-80s. It's hardly the end of the world. We've dealt with $100 a barrel before, and at mid-80s we should be happy, shouldn't we?
Yeah, well, the New Zealand dollar's down from 62, down to sub-60 cents at the moment. And the reason the Kiwi dollar is down is because there are growing expectations. The US Federal Reserve, the world's most powerful central bank, is not going to be cutting interest rates, so that's been dollar positive. Yeah, so bottom line, Mike, there's a whole lot of factors there that when you roll them together, oil prices are up. And of course, the disinflation we saw from falling oil prices and petrol prices over 2023 has now been replaced by a bit of inflation from oil prices and petrol prices. And that's not going to help central banks in their inflation fight.
Is anyone worried about our dollar?
Oh, not at these sort of levels. Yeah, to be fair, like when you've got a current account deficit up around 7% of GDP, which means there's more money going out the door than what's coming in, we need to screw the scrum in favour of the export sector to make our sector more competitive with the rest of the globe. Yeah, so stepping aside from what we've seen in the past few weeks where the New Zealand dollar has gone down, the bigger picture here is that we need a weaker dollar than what we've been used to for the past 10 years to help out the export sector and slow down the pace of imports.
So why don't we make it 33? I mean, that's where it's sort of like, how embarrassed do we want to be by our dollar and our economy?
Well, the New Zealand dollar is one of the ways to think about it is the sheer price of New Zealand dollar.
Yeah.
And if you look at the growth story across New Zealand over the past 12 months, it's not been a great growth story. The story that people have overlooked has been a couple of whopping statements out of the Treasury and the Reserve Bank in the past couple of months where they talk about potential growth or the productive capacity of the New Zealand economy has been a lot weaker than what we previously thought, which is a fancy way of saying that the economy's suffered a lot more structural damage. Yeah, and that's just another reason that we need a lower New Zealand dollar and we've got a big repair job ahead.
Good on you, mate. Nice to catch up. Appreciate it very much. Cameron Baggery always explains it nicely, doesn't he? Baggery Economics founder. Which always fascinates me, given the travel at the moment. I mean, the number of people who are just coming back into the country. I know a couple who came back into the country. One came back in from Thailand, spent a couple of weeks there. Family came back in from Europe. I mean, when you're getting 47, 48p, I mean, 58, 59 US, you're going broke while you're on holiday.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to News Talk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.